It's Fire Prevention Week in the NWT this week, and the territory's fire marshal talked to NNSL Media about what people can do to make sure they don't become victims of a house fire themselves. Craig Halifax noted that accidental and human-caused fires are the two most common reasons for house fires in the NWT. For example, the disposal of smoking materials on a deck, said Halifax. On a percentage basis, that's the one that sticks in my head the most. Halifax added that early reporting is the most effective tool for getting a fire department to respond ASAP and stop a fire before it spreads too far across a structure. Having up-to-date smoke alarms is another key, he added. We do see, nationally, that the numbers are increasing for fire fatalities, where they are in homes without working smoke detection or smoke alarms, said Halifax. That's a pretty concerning point, obviously. The fire at a unit inside Borealis Housing Co-op near Finlayson Drive late last month is one that is perhaps freshest on the public's mind. Halifax's office is leading the investigation into what caused the blaze, and although Halifax couldn't get into specifics on that or any other particular case, he was able to explain how firefighters in Yellowknife can handle a house fire in general. It would be based on the information they receive at the time the fire was called into 911, Halifax explained, adding firefighters would need to take into account the weather, the size of the fire and more. As part of that, they would need to figure out whether they would need additional resources over and above what they had initially responding. It can be hard speaking in generalities, considering every fire is unique, Halifax added. Location is another major factor, as Halifax said some areas in the city are without a fire hydrant. There wouldn't be hydrants out in the Engel Business District, for example, Halifax said. Why is that? According to Abby Shellu, a communications advisor for the city, it only installs fire hydrants where there are municipal water lines. The Engel Business District has no municipal water lines, and as such, there are no fire hydrants, she said. As of press time Tuesday, there were no new updates as to what happened at the Borealis location.